From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope we're all sitting here 5 days from now basking in the glory of what has every chance to be a Duke win. Every chance. You remember in the summer, every time. Matter of fact, Chip Patterson's coming on here in about 15 or so minutes. Every time we talked about it, I kept saying, what is Clemson going to do after?
Yeah.
After they take an L.
Yep.
At Wallace Wade Stadium. And it wasn't that I, like, oh man, Duke's going to beat him. I'm like, I am not convinced about Clemson, but more importantly, I am way more convinced that the Blue Devils are better than the team that went 9-4 last year. Did I think they were going to go 9-4 this year? I really didn't put a number on it. We joked they could be the greatest 5-7 team in the history of football. Because the schedule is so difficult. But the schedule doesn't look as difficult when you watch Duke play. And when we talk about the difference between the Blue Devils this year and the Blue Devils in years past, is if you watched the Clemson game, and you can make up whatever excuses you want for the Tigers, the number one thing that jumps off the screen, and it did to me that night, was I can't tell the difference between the two teams. That's how good Duke looked. I'm not talking about how well they played. They played well. They made tons of mistakes too. But they just looked the part. And there have been plenty of Duke teams that had great seasons that didn't look like this one. Part of that is Jamie and Franklin. One of my favorite things in college football, we're starting to get it now in the NFL. Give me a defensive tackle with a single-digit number. Number five. Appreciate your time, Mr. Franklin. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, I'm excited to join the fraternity of single-digit D linemen.
It's just an awesome thing. You didn't always wear five, right?
No, I didn't. I was actually double nickel, but I figured that I'd rock out with the five this year. It makes me look a little bit more slim, so I like that.
Wait, is a five slimming? I didn't think about that. I might put a five on my shirt right now.
Hey, I mean, it wouldn't be a bad thing, I'm telling you.
All right, my new favorite number, number five. All right, I want to talk to you about your team, but I am curious because you started your college career at Notre Dame, and, I mean, you were a young guy. I mean, you're still a young guy. Everybody's young compared to me. But now you are in your, I guess you're a grad student and all that. Why did you leave Notre Dame, and why was Duke your destination?
I think it was a culmination of things that personally that was happening for me to ultimately leave Notre Dame. No shade against them, no disrespect. Great place, great tradition. I was excited to be a part of it for the 3 years that I was there. But Duke was ultimately my choice, given, you know, all the respect and the brand that Duke is. I knew that it was going to be a great degree that I would be able to obtain by attending this university. And to play top-notch football in the ACC, like you just talked about, great teams here, Clemson's, the Florida States, all of that. I knew that I could get that opportunity to play in big games by coming to Duke.
And you wanted to play a game after College Game Day. I know that's probably why you transferred. If I get to Duke, then College Game Day will come, right?
Yeah, definitely. I knew that I was coming. I definitely saw in the future that would be here for sure.
All right. Was there any conversation about walk me through how you felt when you found out?
I was excited for sure. I mean, we just got done a pretty good win at UConn. We got on the plane, and obviously, all eyes were on our next opponent. And, you know, we got the announcement just like everybody else did. So kind of saw things floating around a little bit in the morning with Lee Corso doing what he does on social media. But just locking in, worrying about the game, and then ultimately getting the result after was definitely exciting for us.
Talk to me about the lead up to the Clemson game. And I don't think a lot of people thought what happened could happen. I know you guys did. So what was that like? Was it proving a point, or was it something bigger than that?
I think the biggest thing that people fail to realize is that we work hard. I mean, like I said to many other people, we're not here to take part. We're here. We're confident. We're an old team. Nobody's surprised in our program that we started off the way that we did at 4-0. But the lead up to the game was just about us buying in and doubling down on everything that we went through in the offseason, and just making it about us. Like, no matter who lines up against us, so be it. You know, we're going to play our brand of Duke Blue Devil football, and we're going to go out there and, you know, give it our all. And I think that's the biggest thing that went into week one, was just proving to ourselves that we deserve to be discussed with the top dogs of this conference, and we're going to keep approaching every week that way.
Jamie Franklin is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Defensive tackle wears number 5. I love defensive tackles that wear number 5. We're single digits, but now I'm more partial to number 5. The depth that you guys have on the defensive line, and you play a lot of times right next to Dwayne Carter, who's dynamite as well. There's just a lot of guys who are capable of stepping in, and I know there's a big rotation. What do you guys talk about as a group in terms of how you impact the game?
Well, our coach is a very, very important guy to us. He coached at the next level, coaching some great guys, especially coaching in Atlanta with Grady Jarrett. So he runs our room like a pro-style defensive line room. We each know what we bring to the table. All of our goals are placed up in the top of our D-line room, which I'm doing this interview in right now. So it's a constant reminder of what we're capable to do. And we want to be game wreckers. That's when we come in every morning and we discuss, how can we wreck this game? How can we make trouble for the other team's offense? So it's something that we take pride in. And we know that no matter what happens, who comes out of the game, we got another guy that's going to be a dog that's going in.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Protesters and supporters alike are lined up outside the United States Supreme Court this afternoon as a decision in the most hotly debated case in years is set to be delivered.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case, Roe v. Wade.
Sir, I graduated the top quarter of my class.
We just don't have a spot for you.
Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington
for challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
My chief qualification being, I'm uncontroversial.
You know how we both ended up on the Supreme Court?
Politics.
Damn right.
This may be the longest of shots, but it's also the last chance for a lot of women.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
I'm trying to get you to stand for something, man. Now go to it.
Listen to Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to keep you too much longer, but let me just ask you this. I know when you made the decision to come here, David Cutcliffe was the coach. Mike Elko has taken the program to an incredible place in just 2 years. What is Coach Elko's secret, if there is one?
I don't think there's really a secret. I mean, like, the game of football is simple. You know, you gotta work hard and you get what you earn, and that's what he preaches. You know, no matter what it is, there's no skipping steps in the process of what it takes to be great at this game, and you're gonna get what you invest. So, you know, each practice is the same. There's no cutting reps. There's no anything like that. We just go out there and we prepare the same way, and we're gonna get what we earn. So we invest in so we can get the result that we want.
You guys do. I mentioned this at the beginning. I know you heard it as you were waiting to come on. You guys look the part. Your quarterback, I think, probably catches some people by surprise. He is a phenomenal athlete, and he's a tough kid. What are your thoughts on Riley Leonard?
I mean, I think that he should be doing the things that he do because we give him hell every day that we go after him. But, Riley's great, man. He's the kind of guy that he takes everything personal, you know. He wants to be as good as he can be. He's a phenomenal leader. He cares about his guys. He's not a glory guy. He doesn't do it for the glory of himself. You know, there's times where he'll make a mistake and he apologizes to the receiver right away. So, I mean, he's a guy that wants to do things right. And, you know, he's tough. Like, he'll do whatever it takes to make sure that our offense and this team is thriving. So, really the utmost respect for that guy and how he's handled becoming the player that he is and becoming a better leader for this program.
Do you guys also send him texts every day or before every game that says he sucks?
I don't send him texts. I just go up to him. I mean, it's not too long of a walk from my locker to his. So I just like, hey, Riley, good morning. You suck. So just keep it rolling. You know, I'm not as important as mom, but I think that I'm probably on his totem pole somewhere, so I think he takes it a little bit personal.
Oh, man, my new favorite player in a Duke uniform, Jamie and Franklin, number 5 defensive tackle. Enjoy the college game day experience a whole lot more than the opponents, man. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate the time and platform. You have a good day.
You too. Jamie and Franklin here on the Adam Gold Show. They are not here, what did he say, just to participate, right? They're not, well, he said, we're not here just to take part. They're there to win. And I absolutely believe it in my soul that that group doesn't believe they can win. They believe they will win. That's confidence, right? That's what it is. It's what confidence does. Confidence makes you better. I am confident that Chip Patterson will entertain us. We've got college.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.